It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, the big political story in Michigan this week, Representative Roy Schmidt, who will, this November, run to hold on to his House seat in Michigan's 76th District. Now, Mr. Schmidt switched his party affiliation from Democratic to Republican about 10 minutes before the filing deadline for this fall's election. Susan, why is that timing significant?
Well, what that meant is that Democrats didn't have any time to find a viable candidate to run against him. There was a gentleman, Matt Mosiak, who had filed very late to run as a Democrat, but he has since dropped out. So now the Democrats can choose to wage a writing campaign, but the odds of that working are pretty slim.
Well, there's just a lot of suspicion and speculation that Representative Schmidt orchestrated all of this, including this young man filing as a Democrat, which would have made it even harder for the Democrats to mount a write-in campaign with a more established and credible candidate. Now, subsequently, he evidently has withdrawn, but they still have to mount a write-in campaign in the August primary in order to get somebody on the November ballot.
Now, Susan, the 76th district, that includes Grand Rapids, was redrawn by Republicans, so it's more favorable to a Republican running for that seat. Is the switching of party affiliation by Mr. Schmidt simply a way to hedge his bets in the upcoming election?
Well, I can't speak for why he did it. He clearly worked this out with House Speaker Jace Bulger, a Republican. We don't know the details of that conversation, but clearly there had to be some reason why he felt it was more appealing to run as a Republican, given the fact that he wasn't facing a stiff re-election challenge. So, you know, nobody's going to be surprised if he ends up the chair of the Energy and Tech Committee next term, for instance.
In my mind, this is an example, almost a casualty of partisan politics here. Roy Schmidt, who was born and raised on the west side of Grand Rapids, he was sort of a nonpartisan city commissioner. He attracted Democratic and Republican support. You know, you might call him a conservative Democrat in those days or a moderate Democrat. And the west side of Grand Rapids, which was his area, is a conservative working class area of the city of Grand Rapids. Roy Schmidt then runs for state representative and enters an extremely partisan world at an extremely partisan time in Michigan history and in political history nationally. And people that know Roy have said he was very, very unhappy with what had been happening at the Capitol. He was unhappy in the Democratic caucus. He was unhappy with sort of partisan politics. So,
Ken, he's also been very critical of the Snyder administration. And by making this move, it seems that he is calling more attention to the partisan politics, not less.
I think he has created a very difficult path for himself, frankly, because by changing partisan affiliation, he doesn't change the political dynamics in Lansing. It's still going to be extremely partisan. And on top of that, he's entering a Republican caucus that is far more conservative and Tea Party influence than Republican caucuses have been in the past. And if he hopes or has some thought that he can influence the Republican caucus on things like revenue sharing to help the city of Grand Rapids, I think he's going to be sadly disappointed.
Susan, what about Representative Schmidt's constituents, the people who voted him into office as a Democrat? How do these things tend to play out with voters?
You've got a huge advantage as an incumbent. So his name will be on the ballot, and frankly, some people probably won't really pay attention, you know, to the fact that there's an R next to his name instead of a D. They're used to voting for him. They'll probably vote for him again. But people who do pay attention, and certainly Democratic partisans, are going to try and draw as much attention to this as possible and paint him as somebody who can't be trusted. And it could end up being an interesting campaign, especially if the Democrats do field a candidate that people know as a write-in, like, for instance, former Representative Robert Dean. That could turn out to be a very, very interesting race.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.